Of course, it isn't. Kappa Base is anything but friendly to Butler's inquiries, and more than one person is hiding something. The military commander is covering his ass, the hospital commander Dr. Elliot Stonewall's Butler, and the special forces commander Colonel Karakoff won't come up off the planet. Not to mention the witness who goes missing or the critical data that disappears. Butler, along with his security guard Mac, goes down to the planet's surface in search of answers, but they're hard to find. After a battle, Butler learns of a medical experiment that blended Kappan and human DNA, allowing humans to better tolerate cybernetic appendages. Except a flaw in the process means that patients who undergo the procedure need constant treatment or they start to go insane. Butler and his team are attacked by human-Kappan hybrids led by Mallet, the man Butler had come to find. They need a leader, and since Butler himself has a cybernetic appendage, they want Butler for the job. Small problem, he has to undergo the medical procedure first. Butler is captured and taken to a medical facility where he's restrained until Dr. Elliot shows up. Elliot won't operate on an unwilling patient, and while she and Mallet are arguing, Butler steals a pistol and shoots Mallet in the face. Realizing the damage she's done, Elliot shoots herself. Back on the orbiting base, Butler learns that in their dealings with humans, the Kappans have acquired fusion technology that will allow them to spread the war to the rest of the galaxy. He suspects that the powers that be who sent him to Kappa knew that all along, and part of the reason he's there is to deal with it while providing those leaders with plausible deniability. Butler, being above all else a soldier, understands the mission. Despite serious misgivings, he fires weapons of mass destruction at the planet, ending the Kappan threat, but killing millions in the process. He turns himself in to be arrested for what he sees as a war crime. Spaceside. Carl Butler doesn't go to jail due to a political deal, which is pretty messed up in his mind. It does end his military career, however. He quickly lands a cushy job doing minimal work for a defense contractor, but his personal life is not as good. His wife divorced him, he's suffering from PTSD, and he's seeing Kappan human hybrids everywhere. Half the galaxy considers him a pariah, the other half a hero. When someone breaks into the network of a rival company called Omicron, Butler's boss asks him to investigate so that their company can eliminate any vulnerability that might make it susceptible to the same thing. Butler uses his contacts to set up a meeting with an Omicron executive who later calls him and says he's found something big. The contact is killed before Butler can get the information. In part to battle his own demons, Butler pursues one of the Kappan hybrids he thinks he's been seeing and finally confronts them. He learns that not only has he not been hallucinating, but that a large number of Kappans escaped their home planet and perfected the hybrid process, eliminating the insanity side effect. Brought face to face with the Kappan leader, he learns that Omicron is trying to steal that technology for commercial gain. Butler teams up with the Kappans to try to put a stop to it. He hatches a plan, along with a computer genius named Maria Ganos, to break into Omicron. Unfortunately, he's captured, relocated across the galaxy, and forced to collaborate with Omicron's mercenaries to extort from the Kappan refugees the final pieces of information that Omicron requires to exploit the technology. After they get what they need, they intend to nuke the settlement from orbit. Following a battle on the surface, Butler kills the leader from Omicron and makes his escape back into orbit. He convinces the crew of the ship to let him target the missiles as he's already got one genocide on his record. While planning the attack, he uses a subtle trick to minimize the damage to the Kappan colony, and the ship leaves convinced that everyone is dead. Colony Side. Carl Butler has fully retired to the idyllic backwater of rural Rydia, enjoying his time gardening and generally not being shot at. That comes to an end when General Serrata, also retired, shows up and asks him to do another job. While Butler remembers how Serrata set him up in the past, the job itself is to find someone's missing daughter. Having lost a daughter himself in the past, Butler can't say no. That the client is a CEO named Drake Zentas, one of the richest men in the galaxy, is a drawback, but Butler reluctantly signs on anyway. Butler, along with Mac, Ganos, and a captain named Fader, arrives at the mostly undeveloped colony in the jungle on the planet Acassus, where he finds an understaffed military, an incompetent governor, and a corporate